people, something is happening in the world that is simply not justifiable, and in fact it involves each and every one of you in the sense that you could make a difference.
Akeem Steiner, the head of the UN Environment Programme, or UNEP, says much of what the UN agencies report to the world describes a problem that requires fundamental rethinking, as they are often complicated. But today, he says, we can all relate.
What we would like to do with this campaign today is to reach out to citizens across the planet and to say that that which we describe in these reports has something to do with you, and you have something to do with this sometimes very complex analysis. We are doing something that is completely irrational. Irrational in terms of a household, irrational in terms of the future of our food security, irrational in terms of, for example, carbon emissions and climate change. The amount of energy and money that is expended on that is, in a sense, trying to connect various agendas that through the lens of food become practical and real.
Akeem Steiner says there are simple things that we can all do to tackle this problem and contribute on a daily basis. Decisions on how we consume food, how we can reduce waste, be it in the household refrigerator, a hotel chain, a restaurant, or a supermarket. Antut Weiler, FAO's Deputy Director General, says the agency estimates that worldwide, at least one-third of all food products are lost, which is equivalent to 1.3 billion tons that are lost or wasted every year in food production systems and also in consumption.
In rich countries, about half of the food that is wasted is lost because producers, retailers, and consumers discard food that is perfectly still fit for consumption. If you take all of the food that is wasted in the industrialized world, it amounts to more than the total net production of food in Africa.
And in developing countries, she says about 95% of the food is actually lost before it even gets to the consumer. These losses are due to lack of storage and cooling facilities and lack of transportation, among other problems. Robert Van Otterdijk, FAO's team leader of the Save Food Initiative, sums up the magnitude of the problem.
If only a quarter of the food that currently is lost or wasted can be saved, it will be enough to feed the 870 million people that are hungry in the world at this moment.
FAO and partners are reaching out to all to make profound changes and reduce losses, both in the way we produce and consume food. Ben Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.